FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The final exams for the class of 2024 officially comes to an end today. In KZN, over 190,000 full and part-time matric candidates began writing the NSC papers in late October. In a statement, KZN Education says it's pleased with how the exams were conducted, adding it's received no reports of irregularities, leaks or disruptions. As matric celebrate the end of the 5-week-long examinations, Basic Education is urging them not to be reckless. Minister Sovue Gwarube made the remarks at a media briefing yesterday.
I urge matriculants to refrain from alcohol abuse during pens down events and matric rage parties. These moments of celebration of achievements should not risk life and safety. It's absolutely important that you do not engage in reckless behavior.
Marking will begin on the 1st of next month. The ANC Women's League is demanding stricter measures to protect children from foodborne illnesses. Members of the organization are set to march to the union buildings in Pretoria tomorrow in the hopes of bringing the issue to the forefront.
Defend our children from foodborne illnesses, where the province of Gauteng in this year has been plagued with almost 30 fatalities of children who consumed snacks and hawker food from unregulated spaza shops and vendors.
The League's Nokutsula Ngaba was addressing the media yesterday. On gender-based violence, she's proposed introducing legal reforms to increase protection for women and girls.
We demand, among other things, stricter no-bail measures for the courts, mandatory training for police and judicial officials to handle GBV cases sensitively, stricter gun control measures and silencing of guns.
And Donald Trump's spokesperson says the number of people nominated for the president-elect's top team have been the target of threats. Police say these include bomb threats and swatting, in which hoax calls are made to attract a police response to the target's home. They say the warnings weren't credible and no devices were found. Some of the individuals affected include Trump's pick for U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Elise Stefanik, and Commerce Secretary nominee Howard Lutnick. A recap of our lead story, the final matric exams for the class of 2024 officially come to an end today. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.